Speaker!
Order, order.
Mr. Speaker, yes and yes.
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, no.
The Honourable Bill English.
Yes.
Finance Minister Bill English answering questions from Greens co-leader Matariya Ture, who asked him if the government would continue to own New Zealand Post and would rule out its privatisation.
Mr. Speaker, yes and yes.
Had privatisation ever been considered?
Has he asked the Treasury to work on any options or costings for the full or partial privatisation of either NZ Post or Kiwi Bank?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, no.
If not the Treasury, what about the Board?
Has he discussed at any time with the Board of NZ Post that privatisation or partial privatisation could be an option? And if so, when did he do that?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, no.
Mr. English was more forthcoming when Matariya Ture asked him what he was doing to ensure that essential services, such as rural post, were retained, coming up with this suggestion.
Well, Mr. Speaker, the Greens could contribute by stopping using email and using envelopes. And Post has had a bit of a boost recently from the flag referendum, actually. Many millions of dollars worth of business directed to them by the government. Mr. Speaker, the rural post is governed to some extent by the relevant agreements with New Zealand Post, and we have had no intention to change those in the short term.
Bill English, who answered five of the dozen questions for ministers, one on behalf of the Minister for Building and Housing, one for the Prime Minister, and three as Minister of Finance, in which he rejected the implication that the government was soft on taxing companies.
It's simply not the case. We have one of the most robust taxation systems for company profits in the developed world. And the type of issues the Tax Justice Network is pointing to can only be dealt with by global cooperation to ensure that multinationals pay their tax somewhere. But for instance, if Fonterra sells $1 billion worth of product in China, we don't want the Chinese government levying 30% tax on them, and nor should they be able to.
Finance Minister Bill English, while the Minister of Police faced this question from her Labour shadow, Stuart Nash.
Does she believe the police have sufficient funding to meet their operational objectives?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr. Speaker, yes.
Supplementary question, Stuart Nash.
Why has she closed 30 police stations over the past 4 years, and doesn't this show she's more concerned with saving money than catching criminals?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr. Speaker, I may be many things, but I don't have the ability to close police stations all by myself.
Police Minister Judith Collins now from the debating chamber to the committee rooms with Rhys Lyon.
New Zealand's chief negotiator on the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, David Walker, appeared before the Māori Affairs Committee to brief them on how the TPP affects Māori. After giving a rundown of the benefits of free trade deals in general, Mr. Walker addressed the purpose of his briefing.
TPP will provide significant opportunities for Māori exporters and businesses and help grow the Māori asset base further.
Mr. Walker said the worth of that Māori asset base was estimated at more than $40 billion.
A significant amount of which is oriented towards primary sectors and our export economy, including red meat, dairy, kiwi fruit, forestry and seafood. Tariff savings under TPP, that's the tariffs that TPP governments will not be able to levy on our current exports across these sectors, estimated at more than $200 million a year. There are a number of opportunities for Māori economic interests to benefit from TPP, particularly exporters in the primary sectors.
David Walker also took the chance to explain that a Treaty of Waitangi clause in the trade deal was in line with all of New Zealand's free trade deals signed since 2001.
New Zealand's approach of including the Treaty of Waitangi exception in its FTAs is unique and reflects the constitutional significance of the Treaty of Waitangi to New Zealand. The Treaty of Waitangi exception is designed to retain flexibility for successive governments to implement domestic policies in relation to issues of importance or relevance to Māori, including in fulfilment of obligations under the Treaty of Waitangi, without being obligated, obliged, to offer equivalent treatment to overseas entities.
New Zealand's chief negotiator on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, David Walker, speaking to the Māori Affairs Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.